And when that happens, all sorts of neat things happen. One, the students can actually master the concepts, but they're also building their growth mindset, they're building their grit, their perseverance, they're taking agency over their learning. And all sorts of beautiful things can start to happen in the actual classroom. Instead of it being focused on the lecture, students can interact with each other. They can get deeper mastery over the material. They can go into simulation, Socratic dialogue. And you know, to appreciate what we're talking about and kind of the tragedy of lost potential here, I like to give a little bit of a thought experiment. If we were to go 400 years into the past, to Western Europe, which even then was one of the more literate parts of the planet, you would see that about 15% of the population knew how to read. And I suspect that if you ask someone who did know how to read, say a member of the clergy, what percentage of the population do you think is even capable of reading? And they might say, well, with a great education system, maybe 20 or 30%. But if you fast forward to today, we know that that prediction would have been wildly pessimistic, that it's pretty close to 100% of the population is capable of reading. But if I were to ask you a similar question, what percentage of the population do you think is capable of truly mastering calculus, or understanding organic chemistry, or being able to contribute to cancer research? A lot of y'all might say, well, with a great education system, maybe 20, 30%.